In this video, we are going to talk about one of the most important parts of a healthy licensed chaplain practice. Who oversees the practice? That question matters because chaplain ministry should not be built on sincerity alone. A chaplain may have compassion, calling, training, and good intentions. But without wise oversight, even strong ministry can become unclear, isolated, or vulnerable to drift. A healthy chaplain practice needs leadership connection, some form of reporting, and real accountability. That does not make the ministry less spiritual. It makes the ministry more trustworthy. Sometimes people hear the word accountability and think of suspicion, control, or bureaucracy. But that is not what we mean here. In a healthy Christian ministry setting, accountability means the chaplain is not serving alone in an undefined way. It means someone knows the shape of the ministry, understands its purpose, and has enough relationship to encourage, guide, correct, and protect it. A church-based chaplain practice may be overseen by a pastor, elder, ministry director, or church leadership team. A soul center-based chaplain practice may be overseen by the recognized leader, board structure, or designated ministry authority connected to that center. In either case, the point is simple. A chaplain practice should be rooted in real leadership, not only personal intention. Why is that so important? First, oversight protects the people being served. When a practice is accountable, there is a clearer sense of what the chaplain is authorized to do, what kind of care is being offered, and where the ministry boundaries are. That protects people from confusion. Second, oversight protects the chaplain. Ministry can become emotionally heavy. A chaplain may face grief, crisis, loneliness, family strain, spiritual confusion, and situations that are not simple. If no one is walking with the chaplain in leadership connection, the chaplain may quietly become overextended, discouraged, or unclear about next steps. Third, oversight protects the witness of the ministry. A ministry that cannot be explained, reviewed, or guided is more likely to drift into misunderstanding. But a practice under wise leadership becomes more credible and stable. So what does oversight often look like? It may include regular conversations with the pastor or ministry leader. It may include simple reporting. It may include prayer support and review. It may include discussing difficult cases in a privacy-aware way. It may include clarifying role limits and referral needs. It may include evaluation of whether the ministry is staying aligned with its purpose. Notice that none of that requires complicated bureaucracy. A small church-based chaplain practice might simply have a monthly check-in with the pastor. A soul center chaplain practice might provide short updates to the center leader and discuss challenges or boundary questions as they arise. The point is not paperwork for its own sake. The point is shared clarity. It is also important that reporting remains simple and wise. A chaplain does not need to expose every private detail, but leadership should know basic things such as what kind of ministry is happening, where the chaplain is serving, what challenges are emerging, whether follow-up or referral issues are growing, and whether the ministry is staying within scope. Accountability also includes being teachable. A chaplain under oversight should be able to receive guidance, not just give care. If a leader says, "This ministry lane needs more clarity," or "That situation should have been referred sooner," a healthy chaplain listens. Accountability means the chaplain is still being formed. The organic human's perspective reminds us that both chaplains and the people they serve are embodied souls living in real relationships and real systems. Ministry does not happen in a vacuum. Leadership structures affect how care is experienced and whether it remains healthy. Ministry sciences also reminds us that role clarity, communication, support systems, and feedback loops matter. Accountability is not opposed to compassion. It helps compassion stay dependable. So here is the key takeaway. A healthy chaplain practice is not self-authorized and self-explained. It is connected, reviewed, guided, and protected. Who oversees the practice? That answer should be clear. Because when leadership, reporting, and wise accountability are in place, a chaplain practice becomes safer, stronger, and more ready for long-term fruitfulness.